Investors will be relieved to see some risk on flow to start the week. U.S. equity futures are tracking a little higher and the U.S. dollar is under a little pressure. Of course, it would also be completely expected to see things play out this way on the need for some form of a correction. With that said, we shouldn't be reading into this as anything other than a period of consolidation ahead of what should be a continuation of the existing trends of lower equities and a higher U.S. dollar. Over the weekend, we got some more hawkish talk from various Fed officials, including Waller and Mester, which only further strengthens the case for higher rates and a less investor-friendly monetary policy path going forward. It seems the best thing the market can hope for is that all of this gets priced in as quickly as possible so that we can start looking ahead to recovery. Looking ahead to today's calendar, there's no first-tier data on the docket for the remainder of the day, and the big picture themes will be what likely drives price action. That's all for now.